call it meeting the order. Economic Development Committee meeting Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. We got Alderman Hyatt, Alderman Pacha, Alderman Cook present, and staff. No citizens' comments? None? We'll move on for minutes for correction slash approval for January 6th, 2026. Good?
Good.
All good, take them as approved. New business, item one, EDC 2026-06, building permit report for December 2025.
All right, in December, we actually only had 45 permits issued. We had 6 single-family detached and 7 commercial, the rest were miscellaneous. Again, the single-family detached predominantly were all in Grand Reserve area. That seems to be our big houses are selling out there. So, yeah, that's about it. Miscellaneous, a lot of decks, a lot of random stuff, even in the cold.
Okay, item two, EDC 2026-07, building inspection report for December 2025.
All right, in December, we did 389 inspections. The vast majority of those we kept in-house. We did outsource some of the plumbing stuff when I'm otherwise occupied and can't do them. So we're trying to keep everything in-house as much as possible. And we were not as busy, which was kind of nice. We could do some catch-up on office stuff. And during this period, one of my inspectors, Bob, he ended up getting more certifications, which is nice to have a little downtime and be able to study and take classes and stuff. So we're utilizing even the slow periods here, hopefully.
Item 3, EDC 2026-08, property maintenance report for December 2025.
Right, well, I'm happy to report that in December, everyone behaved themselves. We didn't have any hearings at all. So, you know, no. Unfortunately, we did have some cases, but they all resolved themselves and were compliant. Anything that would have fallen within the adjudication window of December. Nothing crazy.
Item 4, EDC 2026-09, Economic Development Report for January 2026.
If you have any questions about anything that's in the report, let me know. Most exciting thing is this coming Friday, the Reds Sports Training Facility here next door is having the ribbon cutting. So they are officially open as of the beginning of January, but their ribbon cutting is this Friday at 4 o'clock. So if you haven't been in there, it's actually really, really neat. A little different than the dome. If you've been in Beaufort Sports Dome, this is very different.
Whatever went in down at the river there where they used to be?
It's still vacant.
It's still vacant, man.
It's still vacant right now. We've had some ideas. Someone wanted to do storage of some goods there, but it ended up not being an appropriate use because it wasn't fire suppressed. I think they were talking about storing pallets and a few other things. It was just too much of a fire load. So I think they're still working on it. I've spoken to the owners there several times about different applications that they're working on.
Do the Williams, do they own
yes.
that?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. They've had a couple different ideas float by, but nothing that's been concrete.
They wanted like $5,000 a month too, right? That's last summer.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't ever ask that.
Yeah. We looked at it.
Yeah.
Why would BSA have that for $5,000 a month?
Good. All right. Item 5, EDC 2026-10, 2025 foreclosure report update.
Yeah, so for 2025, the number of foreclosures actually increased by 4. So that brings us to a total of 58 foreclosures. Something interesting to note is that there were 2 single-family homes that faced foreclosure twice in the year. So those were in subdivisions Greenbrier and the original part of Yorkville. Those are in Wards 1 and 2, if you're interested. But overall, 2025 is the 4th highest for new foreclosure filings, but it is pretty consistent with foreclosure filings experienced from 2015 to 2019, which is the post-Great Recession and pre-pandemic era. But yeah.
Have we ever looked at the percentage-wise versus actual numbers? Because, I mean, obviously the houses are going up too.
We have not compared
it
that.
Sure.
Yeah, next year when we do that, we'll do a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Item 6, EC 2026-11, resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between United City, Yorkville, and Kendall County.
Okay, this is our standard annual renewal. Can't believe this is our 13th year doing this. Intergovernmental agreement with Kendall County. It's worked out for both the city and the county. Just of late, the city has been conducting a lot more of inspections than the county has, but we have utilized their services over the years, so we think this is a good agreement to continue. We did not make any changes to the agreement. The only thing that was modified was the address for the new Kendall County building. But other than that, we recommend approval of this extension, and it would go to the February 10th agenda.
I'm fine with that.
I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. Can I
ask for a consent? Nice.
Item 7, EDC 2026-12, ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code, and this is permit fee, plan review and fee schedule.
Okay, so as we are readying our department for data center developments, we are looking to refine what it is that we would need internally as staff to meet the skill and the scale of these developments. The proposal that you have before you is to align the building permit fee and include a new plan review fee that would help us be able to sustain a portion of the inspections in-house and then cover our time for other large-scale developments, not necessarily data centers, but very large developments in the realm of like the greenhouse and Costco. So the two proposed changes to the fee schedule is to increase the building permit fee portion of our fee schedule for the building department. So it would go from $1 to $5 per square foot. And then we will establish a new, what's called MEP, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, a plan review fee of 75 cent per square foot for any building that exceeds 200,000 square feet. The reason behind the increase for the building permit fee is staff is looking to hire a new staff member, would be specifically electrical inspector. We're looking to do that. We propose that for fiscal year 2027, and then also in 2028, hire a mechanical inspector. The reason for the new fee of the MEP is that with the magnitude of skill that is needed for all of these inspections on these very large projects, example being Bright Farms and Costco, Bright Farms itself was about almost 500,000 square feet and involved about 177 inspections. Costco, which is a third of that size, which is about 160,000 square feet, had more inspections. It was 188, and a lot of them were in that mechanical, yes, electrical. And Pete conducted a lot of those. He's a great inspector, great building code official, but I don't think we can multiply him by 10 to do all of these inspections.
Yeah, and the big thing is the medium to high voltage,
yep,
power.
Correct.
Joe, I know what I'm talking about with that.
Yeah.
There's even the voltage at Bright Farms at 500,000 square feet is still low voltage, mm-hmm, by definition once it crosses that transformer, the initial transformer. And I'm more than comfortable with anything, you know, within the normal sphere of industrial, residential, commercial, three phase, all that stuff like that. But when you get into, you know, a megavolt, you know, or a gigavolt in some of these cases, and, you know, yeah, power that's so big that it would literally just,
yeah,
to find your teeth.
Stuff that you really want to pay attention to, yeah.
Right.
And that you want to be an electrical engineer to do, because they're, you know, yeah, it's highly specialized. And we can rely on ComEd for a lot of it, but ComEd would also, I'm sure, appreciate having a third-party entity that has,
yeah,
more knowledge.
And to go on the third party, we do plan on hiring a third party to do the plan reviews for these. These are just the inspection side. The MEP fee that we're recommending would recognize the coordination that we would have to do with a third party. So that's where that 75 cent per square foot is coming from. Other than that, in the chart, there's some extrapolations of what these fees would be. So if you look at Cyrus 1, originally we had the $1,000 plus $1 per square foot. So a typical building that they would have would result in about $288,000 in permit fees. With the increase of it now being $5 per square foot, we are looking at $1.4 million in per building. And then the new fee, which is a fee we didn't have previously, would result in about $65,000 for that MEP fee. So we are on par with other communities. We did a comparison of what these new fees would be with typical data centers that were built in Aurora, Elk Grove, Village, and Hoffman Estates. And we are definitely on par with them. But we are not above them, so we still are being competitive in this proposal. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. We would hope to see this on the February 10th agenda as well.
Yeah, when you get industrial stuff, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. So does there have to be inspections for like fiber optic stuff?
Everything in these are going to be inspected once it leaves the public right away.
So it's a whole different animal with fiber optic.
100%.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have a good understanding of fiber optic, but when you get to the point where you're, some of the telecommunications that are in data centers from what I've been researching are their next level. Mm-hmm. And there's things they're using now that I've never even seen. Fiber optic, that's pretty common. You know, it's just pulsed electronic light that passes through a cable. Some of the new stuff
they can do it now with lasers too.
Yeah, that's some of the new laser stuff and things like that. And
then you have to be trained with that for laser.
100%. Yeah. And the inspections, specialized equipment for the inspection fields. And every time it turns a corner greater than 42 degrees, you have to actually set up a mirror system that hooks to a computer that tells you if the laser has actually passed through the wall of the cable, which can happen. Mm-hmm. If that happens, that can actually cause damage. Yeah. And then you literally have a hot spot because it's just light. If light changes the color or the pitch or the tonal of the light, it can actually get hot. So you go from a blue laser to a green laser. It's a small tweak. Green lasers actually can injure people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would like to have an electrical engineer do all those inspections if we ever have those, Ken.
Well, I can tell you that's the way it's going to be. It might not even mess with fiber if you need it.
Might not.
I'd do it now. I know it has to be cake one. The bend radius is a certain amount, and if you bend and boil, it blows right through the cable.
Oh, yeah.
And Terminate, you know, someone told me once about the Metronet guys, Terminate. Like, no, they don't do it like... They do it for high-speed data. So.
That's not real high-speed data. That's residential high-speed data.
Yeah. So I just figured that's a whole... And then, like, the servers themselves, do they need to be inspected, or is that the company's...
The power supply to the server. So basically the breakdown of the inspection schedule will go, hopefully if we get our electrical inspector, we'll be handling in-house everything once it's been stepped down inverted. So we'll have them do the entry inspection, we'll have them do the commissioning inspection, we'll have a third party do all that who is an electrical engineer. But once the stuff is stepped down and it comes into the regular three-phase that we only see in our biggest industrial, we could take it from there. That's fine. But all the stuff before that, I would like an electrical engineer to inspect it who has a firm that has done the plan review on that section of it. But as far as that goes, depending on the racking system, there's like a million different racking systems they use. We will be inspecting everything up and to the servers. Once the servers connect to that racking system, that's their baby. Because that has more, a lot of it's proprietary too. I did speak to one person and they were telling me, the code official said that they didn't even let them inspect the racking systems. They wanted an exemption from that. And that doesn't bother me at all. That's all. Because it's proprietary technology. They have their
I was wondering how that was going to work.
Yeah, because apparently... It's a very big deal of how they connect their servers to the network. Some of these AI systems need to be in a certain way. It's like the guy said, it's like have one brain that stacks on another brain that stacks on another brain. And if you stack it differently, there's different outcomes and different amounts of rapidness of the intelligence that works. So that's the proprietary. We want to leave that alone for them.
Okay, I just was curious if they were going to allow you to do it. So, but then I'm sure they had to be certified then.
100%.
So if you take their word for it, then they have to sell some kind of certification.
Well, they have to stay
up. We would make sure everything's protected up until the point of their racking. We would inspect the racking when they put it in, but we would not inspect the servers after they've been hooked up.
We need to also worry about like the fire suppressant systems and stuff like that?
No, we are worried about that, but the fire marshal we have in right now is extremely knowledgeable. He's dealt with these issues before.
So he'll do those inspections?
Yep, he'll do it in tandem with us. Yeah, a lot, everything in the technology area, that's all a non-water system. There's like four or five different gases they can use. Yep. Everyone thinks halon when you think fire suppression for electronics. Halon actually removes oxygen from there. It'll suffocate employees. They don't use that anymore. They use different things that actually what it does is it binds to the fire molecules and it separates them so it can't burn any further.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why I was wondering how that gets tackled.
Yeah, but a fire extinguisher's worth of that stuff costs about $10,000, so.
Oh, yeah. our main control room stuff, all that stuff's on that.
So. You know. You've seen it.
That's why I was wondering how you guys are doing it. So. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not to mention if, you know, that if and when they get rolling, they want to go now. So
yeah.
It'd be a very big load on Pete and his crew as is.
I pretty much expect to have at least one inspector out there the entire day.
All
well,
the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could do it. I mean, I could have, Bob could do a lot of it, my senior inspector, but,
then
you know.
Then do the other stuff.
That's
right.
Then we'd be leaning on BNF Heavier, our third party company, do all the residential stuff. Right. And, I mean, I like being busy, but, you know.
You don't want to sleep there, right?
Yeah, we can't be in two places at once. So we'll,
are you going to have a permanent trailer there?
They're gonna have a job trailer there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they.
Not you.
No, I can't. Hey. I don't know. I don't think my family would like that very much, but yeah.
We would anticipate at some point for some of the larger projects that they would have on the site.
Sure.
You know,
yes.
City employees that
yes.
are full time there in this fact.
Yes.
We'll work through that. That's what we've seen in other towns.
Yeah.
So, Chris, do you have this? I didn't see DeKalb on here anywhere.
No, I didn't get any information from DeKalb on
yeah.
their permits. They didn't respond to us on how much.
Just didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it would be the most recent.
I think we did reach out to DeKalb and we didn't hear back from him.
Well,
we'll have to check with us.
Their code official there worked for me here.
All right.
And I talked to him and he's like, they don't want to talk about their fees.
Yeah.
I said, are you sure? He goes, they don't want me to talk about their fees.
Yeah.
I said, okay, John,
yeah.
are you sure? He's like,
yeah
they don't want. I'm like,
yeah.
He's like, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
I had been before we looked at what it actually costs to do solar panels would be my guess.
Yeah. Guys, we have any ideas?
I'm good.
We're not over, and we're not at the bottom either, so I think that's good.
Yeah. See if Matt's up there.
Matt, you okay?
Oh, Matt's here. I'm sorry, Matt. You're so quiet.
No, I was just gonna pull any items you put on consent off.
Does he have a good one? Yeah. Oh, Matt. Kate fixed the minutes that Matt was also here. You've been quiet.
I didn't have any questions, so we're good to go. So I was just waiting on you to notice, and you made it before the meeting ended.
So, did anything with this part? With the inspection stuff?
No, I didn't have any questions. You kind of addressed it, and Christy gave some elaboration where I would have had questions, so we're good.
Okay, cool.
All right,
where does this go next? Or
straight to City Council,
mm-hmm.
does it? Okay. That'd be the recommendation.
And
then
which meeting?
The 10th.
Okay.
But I'm in town.
Yeah, we'll have that as regular.
Okay.
Any old business? Matt?
None.
Any additional business?
Nope.
Meeting adjourned.
Nice.